Today's date is Ches Nisan. By higher mathematics, exactly 1 week to Pesach. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, opening line, Tov Chof Tes, Sholem Behitlas HaPesach, Kodon HaPesach, Shloshim Yom. Need a whole month to discuss Hilchos Pesach. Besides Post on Purim itself, is the Mishnah Berurah. Now, there's a minig of Drush and Shabbos HaGodol. Okay, about various halachas. So everyone should be going to Shabbos to a Shabbos to go to drasha, and then we remember, you report back after Pesach is over. I want to hear with the drasha which you heard, and you give me a synopsis. So we're only 1 week before. Now it's interesting. The Bir Halacha quotes the very beginning. People don't spend a whole month learning Hilchos Pesach. How can that be? So he quotes over here from the Ran, famous Ran. Ran says, if two Talmidim come, and one has Hilchos Pesach, he wins. He wins, because he's by definition the Shulk Inyan. So with this introduction, I open the floor. Any questions you have in Hilchos Pesach before we get back to our Yoredeya? Any questions in Hilchos Pesach whatsoever? You are by definition, you have Kadima. I'm actually 3 weeks late in giving you this Kadima, but. It's the week before. Yes.
We did during the
one of
the questions.
That's right. Okay. Yes, one.
Quinoa. There's been a recent uproar.
It's an uproar. It's a very simple uproar. Quinoa has all the attributes that we used to apply to the Gzeiras Kitnius. The Gzeiras Kitnius is I call it a pan Ashkenazic Gzeiras. I like Gebroch. Gebroch, you know, some do, some don't. East Europe, West Europe. But it was introduced by the Gaonim 1,000 years ago. It was accepted by Ashkenazim, I think uniformly. I don't know of any Ashkenazi community that eats kidneys. And therefore, no individual has a right to say, I don't want to keep this minhag. It's found over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Let me read it to you. Ramah Siman Tov Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. Sharmi Nikitas the Mechaba says, no problem. The Yesh Osrim. Can you imagine that? Out of nowhere. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Lo Mikir Adin Hu Elachumra Shechmir Aleim. As the Ramah himself says. Why? Because sometimes Tvua Maruah Vimina Kitnias. Yesh Adavar Yafel. Also the Dechimuts. Number one. And sometimes. Had Yod and Amoret to confuse Kemach of Kitnius to the regular Kemach. He gives two reasons. One, it'll get mixed in, and two, there'll be confusion. Okay. So, it all depends upon what the minig is. Since quinoa is a new boy on the block, they never had a minig about quinoa. That's why it's a tumul. Some rabbis think, no problem, quinoa. And I have perfect respect for that opinion. However, the reasons for the original institution of Kitnius seems to clearly apply to quinoa. I was told the following story. I believe it's Rabbi Heinemann, if I'm not mistaken, who gives a hashkocha to quinoa for Pesach. He takes them sure, he's very painstaking, he's very thorough, to make sure that absolutely zero mixture of grain gets into the quinoa that's produced under his supervision. So there's no problem that originally was a problem of kidneys. It doesn't exist because he watched it very carefully. Good. So you can buy quinoa with this. That's what I'm told. Is it true? Buy Star KP? It's true. Now I was told that the Balabasta didn't like that because that brand cost too much money. So you decided, what's the difference? So all the quinoa is the same. And so she bought quinoa without the Star KP. And quinoa without the Star KP might actually be real chametz. For the reason is that even though it's quinoa, it's well known that quinoa is made in the same line ordinarily as other grains, and there could be small amounts in. We learned a little bit in the Yoredeya, it's chometz pesachos b'mashu. So now the gzeiras chacham of 1,000 years ago was now proven to be true by this sorry chain of events. Rabbi Heinemann, no tainus to him, he gave hashkacha on quinoa with proper hashkacha, nothing wrong with it. But because it was a star KP, so the Balabas, oh, what's in this thing? Why should I spend an extra dollar? I'll get it for a different brand. Which was not necessarily chametz free. The OU, to my knowledge, is not yet accepted quinoa, to my knowledge. And since the OU doesn't accept it, so we don't accept it in our Vada Rabbanim either. We try to be OU loyalists as much as we can. So we're getting irate phone calls. Whoa, crazy rabbis! In the Vada Queens allows it. So my response always is, so go to Queens. I'll pay the toll. That's pretty expensive, isn't it? So I shouldn't make them open too much. I think the Vada Queens has stores in New Rochelle. Go to New Rochelle, next town over, and buy what do you want from me? We're not allowed to do a chumras. We have so many coolers. We're not allowed to do a chumra once in a while. Anyway, that's my answer to your question. I respect the opinion which permits it. I don't think this was literally part of the original exam. I didn't have it, but this reason seems to still apply. Yes?
The mechiras chametz is the whole shtar really necessary? Meaning, if someone, is the whole shtar really necessary? If someone just gives a key, let's say, someone we know isn't so religious, told us that mechiras chametz, they're just giving their key to a guy and like leaving their apartment.
That's meaningless.
Now, what exactly do you think we can tell them to do besides for full-blown?
Tell them to appoint a rabbi to sell the chametz. What's the problem?
But they're not really going to do that. They're not really going to get a rabbi involved.
So they should appoint you to sell the chametz. You're not a rabbi. What's wrong? If they don't want to sell the chametz themselves, they have to appoint someone else to sell it for them. What's the alternative? I don't see. Like a abracadabra magic. What is this? Give them a key? Are they joking? You are correct. There's a little emphasis in everything. If you're going away, in my form, I have forms here. If you're going away for Pesach, so I want to know who has the key. Yeah. The keys to my home could be found with blank. And I put recently cell phone. So it's easy these days. Wherever you're going to be, Arba Kampasaurus, he's directing the cell phone. And if it's a guy calls you up, hello, yes, your name is Mr. Cohen, yes. I believe that I need the keys to your apartment to get that liquor that you brought down on this document here. Okay, where are you? I'm in Alaska on a Pesach program. Get over here. So if you go to Alaska, the Pesach program, you have to make sure someone should have your key in New York. Actually, you have to, otherwise, it just sounds a joke. He wants it schnapps. Yeah, you have to let him in. So that's very important. But that's only after you sold it. That's just give the key. That's a joke. Sorry.
Was there a Shachtam story like that, or was it Rebbe that told us the story, where the guy actually came and he like?
I'm not big into that. I mean, I was told it once happened, and a different rabbi told the guy to please come to someone's house with a piece of paper and take the liquor away. I'm an advocate. Yes.
If one's going away before Sunday night, then you have to do the bedikah before.
Stop. Are you home for Pesach?
No.
Who's going to do a bedikah chametz? If you didn't sell the chametz, as in the time of the Gemara, there was no official sale of chametz. That's before the Gemara. You have to do a bedikah the night before you leave, within 30 days and things of this nature. But nowadays we do a mechiras chametz. So Mishnah Brewer writes, end of Siman Tov Lamed Vav. That if you sell a particular room to the guy, or you rent the room to the guy, basically the same thing, then you shouldn't have to do a bedikas chametz there. He says, Mishnah Brewer writes, it's the very end of Tov Lamed Vav. You want to be more machmir, so the better thing to do is to have him mechiras chametz to the guy done before Oral Arba also. So this year, instead of waiting until the Monday morning sale, Erev Pesach, week from yesterday, the better time to do it would be Sunday afternoon. So by the time all our bus rolls in, house? What house? I already rented my house out. That's why in my forms, I have an opportunity to make an earlier sale, which is called Mechiras Yud Gimel, Sunday's Yud Gimel B'Nissan. Originally it started out as this early sale for those who were going to Europe, Eretz Yisrael. For them, the regular sale is too late. But once I already have that sale, I throw in everybody else who doesn't want to do a bedikas chametz. It's better, according to the Mishnah Brewer, that the sale be earlier rather than the regular time. All right, see you after.
So in that case, you just don't do anything?
I'm trying to save your wife pain in the neck. I know it's you're going to do it. I know I'm going to do it. We have to respect the holy Jewish women. Noshim Tzidkanius, the guys had a Mitzrayim. So we have to at least help them out by popping them from Bedikah if we're going away. Yeah?
Follow up on that question. If you're not sure if you're going to be home, is it a question of a bracha l'atala? Are you allowed to do the Bedikah?
No, it's not a bracha l'atala. You have to do a Bedikah because you're keeping the option of being home. If you end up not being home at all, so what? You have the option. You thought you might be home. You have a chuyuv to do the Bedikah. That's it for the questions? Yes, sir.
Countertops.
Countertops. So, we looked a little bit about countertops. If they're made from stone, the Torah that Kli Evan, with the Hagola B'Irui, pour hot water over it, presto, it's kosher. Some materials, they say, you can't kasher properly. So, there's a couple of leniencies. Number one, on a simple level, you don't even need to kasher it. Because you don't put food on the countertop. What you put is a pot. And as we learned already in the past, that Ein Belua Yotze Mekli Lekli Belo Rotev. Are you going to spill? So most people don't spill. If you spill a little bit, the Chavaz Nas is a big maker. Well, we have to get to it. We get later on in Kofayev to do a review of those topics. That everyone agrees with him. So you spill. So what's going to happen already? It's going to go over the top, and a little bit is going to spill over. You're not going to eat what spills over. What are you afraid about? What spills over is going to bring the stuff from the countertop into the back into the pot. I guess it's a remote chashash. It's pretty remote, if you ask me. So the simplest thing to do is just cover it. So cover it. Cover it. It's okay. Anyone else had a hand up before? Yeah.
What's the proper way to do a
haseba? Haseba! Okay, haseba. Person wants to recline. You want like this? That's haseba. Recline like this.
You just support his head?
Yeah. Well, see, you want to lie flat on a couch. On a couch, we have chairs. It's an armchair, it's a little bit easier. You can put your left arm on the on the arm of the chair and drink the wine. I have the matzah lay like this. Too much, you can't eat. You go all the way flat that way, and we're not used to eating that way. Like this. Oh. It's kingly. It's royal. It demonstrates freedom. That's what Rambam said. It demonstrates freedom. That's what we do. Okay? Yes?
If we're able to by the quinoa thing, if we would be able to check all the things that would fall under quinoa and be able to be sure 100% that there is no coming. So
there's no hechter whatsoever. The only reason why the quinoa is mutter kontra son possible because it was never included in the original Gezeirah. They didn't have quinoa in those days. So now we have quinoa, and maybe had they had quinoa then they would have asked it, but they didn't have it. That's the logic to be made. Yeah?
Someone really does not like wine at all. Can they have grape juice?
Yes.
Coming back to the
kennel, if you ask me, why do they kidney at all? You can't argue with many gestrol, not to eat peanuts, that's all. So you can't eat peanuts, you're not eating peanuts on Pesach. Yeah?
If you're going to a Seder that's starting early, what can you do?
I have a major problem. Pulling out my trusty calendar. My calendar tells me that Lichtvention on the first night of Pesach, candlelight in New York, 6:55. That means the sun sets, let's say 7:13. That's usually 18 minutes before. Right? The sun sets 7:13 in New York. When did you say it's starting?
Well, in Cleveland, it's about 45 minutes later.
Oh, yeah, you're not. That's okay, so 8 o'clock. A little bit before, 10 to 8. And when's the Seder starting? 4 o'clock?
6:30.
So there is a shita which maintains that Plaga Mincha works for some things. And there is one shita that Rishon works for everything. Normally, Plaga Mincha, everyone knows about Plaga Mincha? Early, what you call early Shabbos. As a matter of fact, in my shul, there's going to be early Shabbos this week for those who want. Why? Because they're serving meals. And the meals are little kids, and the kids can't wait till I think it's 6:55. I think is mincha in the main menu. It's just this morning, I told the guy in charge of the meals, you want to daven 5:35. That's when the early mincha is called. Before plaga mincha. So, a week later, plaga mincha was, I think, it's six. About six o'clock, is we'll be plaga mincha on next Monday, approximately. So some Rishonim say, you know, the same as you can make early Shabbos, you can make early Pesach. Why not? Tosfos says no. Tosfos writes in Masechet Pesachim, it's all based on the Kasha. It says in the Mishnah, Avi Pesachim, Samach HaMincha, Yochol HaMash HaTechshach. Frank Tosfos, what do you mean? What make early Pesach? What is it Techshach for? So based on this Kasha, Tosfos says it doesn't work, because it's V'ochlos HaBosor B'Laylo HaZeh. Has to be at night. Except no substitutes. It doesn't help it to make it in a little early with plaga mincha with a kabbalah tzion. It doesn't help. It's being docked at night. So that's it. So you can't have the carbon paste up until night. All right. So what about matzah? Where's the word balayla by matzah? You will never find it. Where? The erev tochlu matzahs. Can you give me the whole pasuk, please? Is there a chumash? We are Torah Shebe Al Peh. We don't believe in Torah Shebe Chsav in this room. All right. So I'll try to get the pasuk to the best of my recollection. You have to go off your computers and get the pasuk. The pasuk says, we read it 10 days ago. I think it goes, Barishon. Barba also something, but Erev Tochlu Matzos. That's how the pasuk goes. That's a very famous pasuk called Psachim. Erev Tochlu Matzos, the Torah reinstated the Chiyuv by that pasuk. On a simple level, and the simple Pshutus of Mikra, it's going on Erev Pesach. Because you're not supposed to eat Chometz from Chatzos on. Barba also, but Erev means Erev next Monday afternoon. How does the pasuk go? That's it. Stop. That's, I got it basically right. So on a simple level, it's on an Erev Pesach. Chazal Darshan is going on Leil Pesach. Yeah, very nice. But it's a drasha. So how do you know that it has to be dafke after Tetzik HaChovim? By Pesach it says V'ochus HaBosa B'Laila HaZeh. So some say we all know that Pesach and Matzah are the same. They are the same people. That's why. We assume that a woman is chayav in matzah, she's chayav in korban pesach, and that's why the same way you can't have korban pesach till seis, you have to have the matzah also at seis. So that's the minhag Yisrael, and the Magen Avraham goes further than that. As even kiddush can't be until Tetzik HaChovim. You see, basically it's kaddish urcha, it's kaddish the first thing. It can't start until Tzeis. Now, I often say, Asher, big chumah dekat Tzeis. What did I just take before? When's the Shkiyah and Pesach, the first night? 7:13, we thought. All right. Yidavim Mincha, Yidavim Marav, you go to, and you come home right away, 8 o'clock. You can start the Shir. The Seder. Yeshulchon Aruch Bod Yom, Yeshulechol Miyad Shetekshach. Shulchon Aruch, and Simitof Ayin Beis, Sif Aleph. We should try to start very quickly, all right? As quickly as we possibly can. Oh, but it says Asher Techshach. You have to wait until it gets dark. Until it gets dark, you can't even get started. And this is a very important yisod. So, what about those who have a 6 o'clock seder? What do you do with that? Well, then 6:30. So. It depends. Is this a family seder or you're running your own seder? They go to shul? No. So the seder became a cultural thing. It's a cultural, you know, we shouldn't belittle it. We should not belittle the cultural value of a seder as keeping Jews as Jews. It helps. Every little bit helps. Now, unfortunately, there are many storm have to have goyim too. If you're all able to argue with the intermarried storm and the storm, that's such an irony. The whole point of Korban Pesach is separating us from non-Jews, and then they have a seder with non-Jews. It's a tragedy. But that's just a reality in some parts of this country. But in any event, This is the Yisod, a very important Yisod. We have to try to promote even cultural Judaism. It helps a little bit. It's the Jewish identity, at least that. It's very important to whatever little bit we have. So this is an important Yisod. If you put the Plag HaMincha, on a coin to the simple level, nothing works. The Pshas HaTchag Godol, I would tell you, be part of the Seder. You can be the Kiddush, even though there are, again, Gudoli Poskim, who talk about the fact that the Kiddush itself has to be after Tetz Kacham, not found in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch itself talks about other obligations, not about Kiddush proper. But the Poskim say that it has to be after Seis. Why? One of two reasons. Either it's one of the Abakosis. Abakosis, this is one of the Mitzvot Aleph. So Abakosis has to be after Tetz Kachavim. That's reason number one. Reason number two, it's part of CPTS Mitzrayim. It's an integral part of it. So for one of those two reasons, certainly the Chatchili have to wait until Seis, but B'diavad, what you do? You make kiddush with everybody else. And you will drink the first cup. And let's just continue. So what happens then? 6:30 they start? That what you told me? That's almost an hour and a half before the ski. So it's at least they have to plug. I hope it's at the plug.
I mean, I'm able to sit there while they're doing everything, while they get the children off. When they start eating, I can make kiddush and do everything.
Well, was that going to cause a fight? Cause a fight?
I mean, they're not
going to. They don't know the difference.
They're not going
to. Okay, they want to know the difference. It's better to do it that way. But how they have long save or short save?
It's kind of long.
Kind of long. What's long? The eating?
The
maggot is long. Good. So what you should do is as follows. What you should do is look carefully at your clock. And as soon as it says Kochavim, let's assume half an hour after sunset. Assume it's Jewish time, it starts late. So you just call for 6:30, won't start until 7, until they sit around, and ask many questions yourself. You can filibuster. You are setting up a filibuster, why can't I go to Cleveland and sell it up? Filibuster a little bit, and assuming that whatever time is it says Kochavim, at that particular moment, half and a half to sunset, let's say, you will make a quiet kiddush, okay? And you'll wash your hands, have a little bit of whatever you serve for karpas, and then you'll break your matzah, and then you'll, since the Haggadah was already said already, recite again from Rabbi Gamliel alone. You know what I'm talking about? You know what that is in the Haggadah? Kol shlo omar shlo shen devarim ele bepetros v'moshen efeilein pesach matzah morim. The Mishnah, Psachim Kufta Zayinam Adalf. Why do I say that? What about the rest? Add a Chiddush. This Chiddush may be helpful in this respect. This Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol. And the Ramah has a Minig in Simen Tov Lam and Sif Aleph. HaMinig Loma B'Mincha HaHagadah B'Tchilas Avada Mayinu Adachah B'Kol Avonosein. Says in B'Yol Ocha Shema Gura Lohoya Noi Guzeh. Should the Isa be Haggadah, Yochel be Bod Yom, Tamalomar, Barbuzeh. Barbuzeh Omad El Rashosh Yesh, Matzah Umoror, Munochel Lefonech. Was Pshak in the Ramah. I said, well, the Ramah rejects the Gra. Come on, the Gra, what do you want? This is for the Chiyuv. He's not going to, I think he's going to say on Shabbos Gola, not say it pays a night. What are you kidding? It's a meaning. That's a simple level. But we can say a deeper level. The Rambam, when he introduces the halacha of the mitzvah of Sibis Mitzrayim, quotes a pasuk in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Gimel, I think it's pasuk Gimel. Zochar sayom azeh, asher yitzos Mitzrayim beis avodin, etc. Rambam, based on the Mechilta de Rashbi, understands it to refer to the Pesach night, not the rest of the year, Pesach night only. Fine? And then he adds another pasuk, which is pasuk Ches, in that same parak, and if you have a sitter, you can look it up. It's in Kaddish Yikol B'chor. If you're a sitter in the room, not even that. We have no chumashim, we have no sidurim. This place is a real Torah Shabbat Peh, or a laboratory. Okay. Maybe someone has smuggled in a siddur? Nobody. Okay. So it says in that parasha, Pasuk Ches, V'gad al-Levin l'chabayom u'leim al-Bab o'zeh, also should even say it's in Mitzrayim. Rambam quotes that pasuk in addition. How do we know that when Zohar is? Could it be middle of the month of Kislev? No. That's what we know. The Zohar pasuk Gimel is fulfilled on the Seder night, which is the 15th night of the month of Nisan. Very nice. You get an impression from the Rambam that, to use brisker expression, it's Tzveidin. Two halachas. It's Zechira and it's Hagod. Zechira is Ochas Yom HaZeh. And I like to say it as a freestanding mitzvah. Zechira HaZeh Yom HaZeh has nothing to do whatsoever with Matzah Mara. V'horaya. Zechira and Perah Gimel. It's Pasuk Gimel. In the intervening Sukkim, which some of you may know by heart, they say Kaddish every single day. Matzah Zechira HaZeh Yom HaZeh. So Matzah is mentioned over there. So if you got L'Nech Baruzeh, Chazal Dash, the Baruzeh B'Shosh Yishmatzim Baruzeh, how would you get that from? Because Matz was mentioned, two psukim earlier. Mor is Lav Dafka. Mor is just thrown in with Matz. But the Matz is mentioned. So Baruzeh is the visual aids of the Matz, which preceded. Probably Pesach was also required. So why is it mentioned? Because it's not the psukim over there, on the simple level. Good. So Rabosai, I'm just giving you a fair shadim in Pesach the Pesach. It says that you remove the shulchan, and then the son asks, Manishtana, right? Well, this is basic stuff. And then you return the shulchan. I'm asking, when is then? When? What do we do at our Seder instead of removing the shulchan? What do we do? We remove the car? You're a better man than I. What do you do at your table? Cover the matzahs. And what do you do to bring it back? You uncover the matzahs. Simple as all that. That's what in my house, it's his old print that I've got to say. Cover the matzahs, uncover the matzahs. And then they're uncovered straight through. Maybe he shom does a tumul. Should be covered, should be uncovered. I'm going to sit such big shilohs. Anyway. Rabosai, the Rambam, says, you remove the korah, before Manishtana, you're not going to believe it. He says, while the matzahs are not there, nothing there, you complete the entire, or almost the entire magid. As he puts it, Doresh Parshas Arami Ovid Ovi Kula. That's the bulk of magid. Those four psukim with the commentary of Chazal thereon. And then he says, you make a bracha all the way, you go all the way to finish out the rush. And then he says, "Umachzirin es ha-ka'ara," and the next words out of your mouth, according to Rambam and Perkhes Halacha Dal, perhaps, is Rabban Gamliel Omer, Koshal Omer, Shalom Yerzechazim, Kazmar Gorm. Rabban Shalom, he said 90% of the Haggadah without the Matzah there. What happened to the famous din, Lechem Shalom Dram Harbe, Lechem Oni? What's going on over here? The answer is that the word Haggadah according to the Rambam means one page. Thoughts of Gamliel Omer, Pesach, Matzah, Moror, B'chol Dor V'dor, Lefichach. Haluka, Petes Yisrael, Asher Golanu, Gol Yisrael. That's it. That's called the Haggadah. Haggadah has 600 pages. Yeah, it starts with 55 pages of Pirushim, and it talks about Erev Tashun, and the Chag Gadya. That's, as we call it, colloquially call it all Haggadah. But the word Haggadah in the Rambam, in my opinion, is one page. And that during that one page, the matzahs have to be there. Oh. So one could argue that the Ramah was not oblivious to the Gros Taina. I read you the Ramah. V'aminig loma v'mincha ha'gadah b'tchilas avonam ha'inum ad l'chaper al kol avonosein. Gentlemen, what's the next word in Haggadah? They have to have one of the same. The next word. Correct. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Kol Shlomo Shlomo Shlomo. Why do you stop? You already said 90%. Finish the other 10%. The answer could be that the Rambam was aware of the Gros time. That's true. Yochel Bod Yom. Tam Alom B'Shor Shish Matzim Rambam Nachum Lecha. That's only going to Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Because that's the God of the Bilchim Rabbi Zer. You are linking the story of the Yitzchak Mitzrayim with the visual aid, the Pesach Matzah Maror. That's called Agada. What it came before is called Schira. If it's called Schira, not linked to Pesach Matzah Maror, who said it can't be done before early Yontif? Maybe you can work on early Yontif. Maybe have an early Yontif. Obviously, I'm not passing this way for the whole world. But if someone's stuck in such a situation, you rely with respect to the what we call in our language the zechira, that it can be done in early Yontif. When it comes to the Haggadah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, no, it has to be Zman Matzah Maror. So I told you. So with that magical moment, says Kacham, you're in very short order, you can catch up. Just make Kiddush, wash your hands, take a vegetable, break the matzah, go straight to Rabbi Gamliel Omer. That's really very short. Have a second. You have to pour a cup of wine in between, drink the cup and pour a second cup of wine. Terebi Gamliel Omer, drink the wine. Now you have your matzah, your moro, your karach, and you're up to speed. Okay, that might work. So when you're long on a kula, and a shas atzchak, with respect to the earlier part. Now, if you have a little few extra minutes, nothing wrong with saying the ikur. Is there a haggadah in this room?
Also not.
God is really talking about Peh, fundamentally. You have Haggadah? Oh, smuggle in. I got Haggadah. Thank you very much. Thank you. So if you look at the Haggadah that we have, many parts of the Haggadah are not so critical. Now, I'm not saying we should skip it, but I'm saying that those who or unable to say everything, but they should focus on. So if you're stuck in your situation, you already said everything in the earlier time. You wonder what's the core Haggadah to say after Seitz Kachavim. I already told you, I'm going to leave alone. That's it. From there to the end. In case you have 5 extra minutes, that's what you should do. Avada Mayinu, which is a lot of perushim. Say Avada Mayinu, right? That's the first paragraph. And the rest you can really go with other things. There's so many perushim. From Avada Mayinu, I would go straight to Mitchila Ode Avada Zara. That's also, that's Machlok, that's Masla Begnus, and Messiah Beshvach. Is it Avada Mayinu? So we do both. Skip everything in between. Avada Mayinu, until I raise the Meshuvach, Mitchila Ode Zara. Okay. And then start Seilamat. Seilamat is the drasha of Rabbi Ovid Avi. And from Seilamat, you go until the Tzachad Ashbachav. It's fast. You're talking about in 5 minutes you can do it easily. Probably even less than that. So maybe you should add that if you can to the you don't have to rely on my shtickle Torah. But if you can't, you can't. All right, follow me? Good. I'm sorry? What about matzahs? Well, if you want to eat matzahs, if they're going to go ahead of you, you better save yourself some matzahs. You know? Yes, sir?
Is it proper for everyone to seder and make kiddush together?
The different menhagim. Usually in my house, I make for everybody. There were some places, and my wife told me, in her house, all year long, the father made kiddush for the whole family. On Pesach, everybody, men, women, and children, made their own kiddush.
Everyone makes their own individual kiddush?
Or together.
Yeah.
They everyone held a cup and said out loud. That's how my wife grew up. Until she married me. So that's not how we did it, but you could do it. There's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, it must be a very holy minute. So Baruch Hashem, it's good. Keep it. That's better. Keep it. Why not? Yeah.
You're supposed to bench before Chatzos.
Slow. Benching is not the consideration. There's many things that you're supposed to do before Chatzos. Afikoman is one. Afikoman is what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mechaber says Afikoman should be before Chatzos. Why is that? The Machlokas, as you well know, of Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim. What's the Sof Zman for the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? That extends to matzah and extends to Afikoman. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "V'yezor la'ochlo konu chatzos." Be careful, because it's a machlokas atanoim. Don't want to take any chances. Ramo, the yakdim atzmo shegam ahalel yikro korem chatzos. So benching is not enough. Benching is borech, to finish halal. And the poskim say the fourth cup as well should be consumed before chatzos. That's the poskim say. The Arba Kursus is also part of the business halal. So in our house, we try very hard to achieve this goal, which also makes for the fact they don't go to sleep at some crazy hour. It's true, it says they stayed up all night, Saturday night. Those who can do it, can do it. Not everyone has done such a madrig. Yeah.
So I know the Shulchan Aruch also says that you're supposed to talk about all the new flowers and all that stuff.
Kolos
yeah, until you fall asleep. But so I mean,
the question you're assuming is stay up until that time. Some people fall asleep before they get to half a carbon. That's another problem. This year's a little easier for many people, because this year, it's the beginning part, earlier part of the week. People get more tired as the week goes on. This is, you know, the easiest from that perspective is when Pesach is on Sunday. So you can take a big nap on Shabbos, but that's a rare occurrence. It's Monday night, not so tired. Many people take off Monday, people don't work. So it's a whole paragraph, remember, Baruch Moshe Nagel. Ideally, you have to chatzos. It's really a serious halachic shaila where it's broken. So
I'm saying, so what are you supposed to be talking about until you fall asleep? You're assuming that
you have a shortage what to talk about, though. I'll give you enough to last you till three nights.
I'm saying, isn't that Magid, though? Isn't that talking about
Magid? Magid is certainly a good start, but there's so many more. Midrashim, Amar Chazal, halachas. There's so much to talk about. And if you have a problem, come to me. I'll give you material. Yaakov, give me a Haggadah. Read this Haggadah all night, because that's what I'm saying. As what?
Do you want to go to sleep after Seder?
Absolutely. It says 600 pages in it. It's taking more than a whole night to finish it. And yeah, Haggadah.
My question is that it says that you're supposed to be doing, you're supposed to be talking about all the niflas until I assume that meant Magi, until sleep overtakes you. So
first, my Rebbe used to say that if you look carefully in some of the psalm, it says that you can talk about Hilchos Pesach the whole night. That's for sure enough to take you a year. So you don't
have to the Seder.
Yeah, I'm saying you can talk about the halachas, not just the stories. So I give you, if you don't have enough stories to tell, I'll give you a kula. Another kula you can rely on the Rebbe, based on the Lashon of the Rambam, but others that night can be spent not only in the discussion of the story of Pesach, but also in the halachas of Pesach. I'll fill up the night. Yeah.
How does one measure the amount that one should be eating for matzah and maror?
We spoke about this. When did we learn Pesach?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. I even printed a mimer on it.
I wasn't sure.
Printed a mimer in it in Pesach to go. Get it online. This we can pay. Can you put Pesach on the board?
Let's see if I can find it.
And why are you Torah?
Yeah, Pesach to go.
Yeah, I found it.
2 years ago. Yeah, you found it in 1 second. Put on. Why not? You want to go to article and ask me a question. Why not see the Torah Shabbat that was written a couple of years ago? The problem is as follows. Let me give you the Brikitz and Nimritz. Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Pesach that we should, some say, that a kazayis is the size of a half of an egg. Who in his life has ever seen an olive the size of a half of an egg? Raise your hand. Would be past the Guinness Book of World Records. Shir Kazayas Yesh Omer Mishtavi Chachatzi Beitzi. Who ever heard of it? Afal Piken. We never heard of it. The Shulchan Aruch says it. The Chatchila, we try to fulfill this mitzvah, if it's possible, by having a half an egg. The Mishnah Berurah has another amazing chumrah. Kazayis bandis im kliposa. The egg with the shell. Very, very, very shrem. Most poskim say, if it's a half, the half of the kazayis without the klipa. And that makes a difference, according to those who count, who measure it carefully, of about 10%. Now, my recollection, we'll see it soon in the mimer, is that the average egg today fills 50 cc. 50 cc, what? Oh, that's what the measure. I don't trust myself at all. I just what I read in the laws of the two did measure. Take away 10% for the shell and whatever else is here there. Down to 45 cc. 45 cc is an egg. So what's a half an egg? 22.5 cc. Second one. Here, right here. Here it is. 2011.
This one?
This. Right here.
That one.
Oh.
There.
That's perm.
No, here.
Oh, this one.
The first one.
The
problem.
Oh, yeah.
Have to go Nissan, 5771.
Same thing, right? Watch it twice.
The internet,
I keep on. Right now.
Oh, you can Google me.
What?
The internet confirms the egg volume.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And then I'll say about pair before you guys play around on the screen. So you need 20. Even when we marble at the machaber for an olive that we never saw in such a big olive in our lives, it's 22.5 cc. What's cc? Cubic centimeters. How many cc's to an ounce? Approximately 30. Probably 30. So 22.5 is approximately 3/4 of a fluid ounce. It's a shot glass. Fluid ounce. 3/4 of a shot glass, that's how much matzah is. Of course, you can't, how do you measure matzah in shot glasses?
It's a breakup.
So if you break it up, it causes major problems.
Why?
Oh, that's what the people are doing, making very machmir by breaking it up.
You cut circles.
Oh, here we go. Let me see. I haven't seen this in a while. Oh, let's see what we wrote. Okay, this is just, leave out all the flourish here. What's a olives are 3 cubic centimeters, 3 cc's. I just said 22.5. Three. That's a little bit, 1/10, right? So 7.5. Okay. It's less than 1/15 of the average hand baked matzahs, which we usually have to say. Okay. Fine. Why a much larger amount? Shulchan Aruch. It's a half and an egg. This startling position. Woohoo. Emerges from an analysis of several Talmudic passages. What does it say over here? Simogan Avram. Re and Tosti Yuma Daf Pei. Okay? It is pretty schwer. L'chatchila, you should have it. Mishmur writes, if you're sick, learn the Rambam. Because Kazayis is less than 1/3 of an egg. Some say 3/10, so that's the grow. So what's an egg? Bottom line is that a Rav Noah, the famous Yerushalmi Rav, has an egg of 57.6. Today they say it's 50. So, all right. The problem is that Slach doubled all the eggs. Kayadua, this is Kevla Shiurim. So it's a tremendous chum. Mr. Brewer quotes Slach. So you end up, you have to have the size of an entire egg. Can you imagine that? According to that chum. Amazing. So therefore, you're going to have 100 cc's. Why? You have to have 2 kazayis in the Mechaber set. Oh my goodness. That's an exclamation point. That's only the Rabbana. You don't have to double shear for the Rabbana. It's fine. Swallow it once. It's hard. You have kazayis. It's probably 2 to 9 minutes. Okay? Half an egg. Yesh omen. What's the other shita? 1/3. Okay? Then we have a svek. And double the smaller one. So 2/3 of the size of an egg, rather than an entire egg, as the Mishnah Berurah writes. Okay, so at least made it a little bit smaller. Fine. Oh! The plain sheet is a simple, a contemporary olive. Who cares of an egg? Who cares? A much smaller shear kazayis. The chatchila, we try to be makah for the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So we got to 22.5 cc's. Now here's where it gets to tachlis. Tachlis, Rabbo say tachlis. Watch this. Chazanish. He said you have to double the eggs. Alright? But how much did he have exactly? Half a machine matzah is more than a kazayas. He ground up the matzah and measured the volume of the crumbs. It's quoted. So Rabbi Beinish, in his famous shir, says the measured method of measuring the kazayas can include more air space between the crumbs and the produce a lenient result. I remember they saw in Rabbi Feinstein, the Abdullah Feinstein's I got a cold odi. He crushed it up, but he crushed it up more. It's because being more machlev for carrot, you're being more maker by crushing it up. Because you understand why? Because there's more air spaces there, so less matzah will fill up more of a cup. Okay, he must rely that 50 cc's is based on three chumras: half an egg, which is a chumra nifla, with a shell, which is a rikham, and double the kazayas. You know, it's prepared. Kazayas is 1/3 of an egg without the shell, without doubling it. That's what he writes over there. Fine. I'm going through this product right now. So the bottom line of all this is as follows. Watch. A cc of matzah weighs about half as much as a cc of water. Guys, who's anyone into science a little bit? Matzah is lighter than water. Water is heavier, it's very heavy. So now, a pound of matzah has about 15 machine matzahs, about 7.5 handbag matzahs. Anyone here, who has his matzahs to Pesach home already? Who has them at home? Oh, I don't have any, no, I don't have mine. But they're different, it depends how thin or thick they are. I love the thin matzahs. Who likes thick matzahs here? Yeah, you are, yours are soft and thick. Sfarim matzahs are the best, because we can't use them, unfortunately. Because our mini became to have a hard matzahs, because it's a less chance of chimus. Achenu and Sfaradim, they're the lucky ones. They have pita, basically. It's delicious. We can have your matzahs. Bring it after Pesach. Bring in your matzahs. Serious, left over. Bring it. I want to show the chevra. You must have something left over. Bring it in. You'll see. It's delicious. We'll add it after Pesach. We're not going to say that since he won't do it on Pesach, it's chomosh on Pesach. That's for sure. But our mini is we don't eat it on Pesach because we have the hard stuff. Okay? Watch. So therefore, the volume of 22 cc's weighs around 11.25 grams. I told my weight. What is that? It's less than 2/5 of a machine matzah and less than 1/5 of a typical handbag matzah. It's just a matter of calculations. Right? So what does this mean? I give you the cheshbon over here. I have a chart. Midos v'shiurei Torah measure the volume of a hand and machine made matzahs precisely. They both weigh about half the equivalent volume of water. A machine made matzah weighed 32.2 grams, about 1/7 ounces, as an ounce is 28.3 grams, and measured 62 cc's. Our matzah is slightly smaller. Nevertheless, 2/5 is 12 grams more than 22 cubic cc's, which is 11.25. So therefore, that's if you have 2/5, it's more than enough. Handbag matzah, which is twice the weight and volume. 1/5 is more than that amount. Here we go. It's the following table. So the different amounts of matzah per pound. Right? So if you have, let's say, 8 per pound. 8 per pound is 1/5 of a matzah. If you have 9, you need more matzah. If you have 10, you need even more matzah. So it's very thick. I'm backwards. Sure, the thinner it is, the more of the matzah you have to eat. So if you have 8, it's a fifth. You have 10, it's a quarter. Right? Just simple cheshbon. Just simple arithmetic. I'm just giving you on the chart. So therefore, that's what you should have. Okay? More than you don't have to have.
What about for Mara?
Mara's nothing. In my opinion, the Mara should eat the stalks because there's no bugs in the stalks. believes, you know, I don't want to get involved in bugs. They made some. I've had infested Roman lettuce in my house, and I'm not a big machmer in bugs, as you well know. I throw the whole thing out. Once the bugs get in, throw the whole thing out. Threw the whole thing out. Ran out to the store, got some hearts, romaine hearts. It's clean. So, one store because it was more than a sheer kazayis. I have to be honest. I don't want to lie to you, Rabbi Yisai. My Rebbe taught us, based on Lashon of the Rambam, and the Tzitzis is the same thing, and the Sefer has it also, that although the shear is a kazayis, Rambam's Lashon is, misha ochel kazayis yotza, which indicates that the more you eat, the greater mitzvah you have. As long as your stomach is good, especially the first Eshet of the Raisa, I eat more. I'm not saying I eat this small shear. The yotza for sure might produce small shear, but I eat more than that. Not so much that I'm worried about the shear, but I want to eat more. This is maybe Monday night, the only mitzvah asay of achila midoraisa that you ever have. Once a year. Once a year, that's it. Where else do you have it?
I mean, korbanos.
Today, in the chalila, to the halavai. Are you saying, Sam is convinced that Mashiach is coming between now and Sunday. I'm with you all the way. Very good. Maybe that's a machlok. The rice is not complete. That's a Rambam, a Shver Rambam with that. But this is clearly a mitzvah to the rice, and you get mitzvah points called the Marevi for every the more you eat. So your stomach can't handle it, shouldn't handle it. And to eat it, the chumra of the mongrel to eat it in one shot, get you sick. But you eat slowly, more. It's a mitzvah to eat more. So you have a guy. I have a much bigger shear for myself. But for anyone else who has a problem digesting, it's certainly a teeny shear. What if someone is sick? Say, what over here? In case of illness, one may consider eating only a smaller shear, either one third of an egg, which takes our shear over here, and you only have to have two thirds of these small shear. So instead of, for example, if it's the average matzah of one fifth, all you need is two thirds of that, maybe a little more. You save a little bit. 17 cc. You don't save that much because one is with a shell, one's not a shell. Or the size of today's olives, no more than 7.5 cc, which is half of that. So it's one tenth of a matzah. So if you're sick, in my opinion, if you have one tenth of a matzah, you're yotze.
Is that the machine?
That's on my hand. One tenth. And if you can't even handle that, you can have even smaller than that, because that's the biggest olive of today, 7.5 cc's. Some are 3. So if one tenth is 7.5, so what is that 3? I can't do the math so well. It's 2/5 of that. What's 2/5 of one tenth? 1/25? So 1/25 of a matzah may be enough. I have to measure so carefully. Someone has celiac or something like that. I can't eat more than 1/25 of a hand matzah. Eat it. It's a yotze. According to the smaller version of today's olives. Eat a little bit more. Let's have 1/10. That's the biggest olive. In between is in between. Depends on how sick you get. If you're really sick, don't eat it all. I take oat matzahs. Spent a lot of time 2 years ago whether oat matzahs are yotze or not. Most folks say yotze with oat matzahs. Not everyone agrees, but you can't have any more than that. That's what it's about. Okay? I should double it. If you have two fifths of a hand-baked matzah, what does it mean? Number one, you're doubling the size of the eggs on the one hand. That's what the Nona Behuda's chumra. At the same time, Meikra Din, you have the Shulchan Aruch's chumra of having two kazesim. Well, here do I quote over here? Rav, the minimum. More than is required to fulfill the cherished and sublime mitzvah d'oraisa of eating matzah. So a healthy person should eat more matzah than the minimum shear. It should not be need to still exactly about the shear. Just keep eating. That's what I recommend for those who are healthy. Yeah.
With the eating the two kazesim for motzi matzah, I think, that based on the suffix of which the
that's one reason. It's a suffix. That's one explanation.
I mean, people, I mean, at least in my house, not everybody has their own.
Right. You're getting after the Baal Mecha. It doesn't pay. It says the whole chumra makes no sense. Rabbi Shech, the Shlita has in a Sefer. I'm not sure which one right now. You'll probably find it somewhere. Which is based upon the Rishonim. There could be another reason to have two kazais. Ein osin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. One kazai should be for the suda, and one kazai should be for the mitzvah of matzah. I can hear it. You can find. You're looking for chumras. I can explain. I can give you many reasons for chumras, but it's a chumras. I make every day. Yeah. A face on a becha? What's the problem? A vodah zara? What do you worry about? If it looks like a vodah zara, we should stay away from it all yellow, not only on face. Mishchu ukhu. You want to say in Parashas Bo? Mishchu yedecha me a vodah zara ukhu lechem tzol shal mitzvah. We should not have a vodah zara on our table and say tonight.
So there's a picture of
Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. Picture of Moshe Rabbeinu. He looks like you look at Moshe Rabbeinu. What's
that?
What's that? What's that? Yeah.
Rabbi mentioned before about the rest of regarding how saying halachos of unpaid
yes.
is just like sequel to Mitzrayim, whereas
that's for the chumra of all night. If you look carefully in the lashonos of the various sources, they spent the whole night not only in the sefer but in the learning of the halachos as well.
What about all the vortlach that people say?
Yeah, it's also fun.
Like, that aren't necessarily halakhot.
Okay, all the vartach are good. The whole purpose of it is keep the kids awake. Give them a beautiful vart. It keeps them awake. He's happy. That's the gevaldik. That's the problem. In some homes, they can't get the afikom before chatzos because they're saying so many beautiful, delicious varts. But in my house, we don't say too many. In my house, Mishnah on Thursday, we'll have a shi'an ha'agot a little bit. In my house, the boys get the same thing every year. Children get the same thing. The children or the grandchildren. Same thing every year. Same thing. Why? I can have new things. That's not the problem. I want it to get into their blood. Into their blood. These are the same the magis and the same. We quote from the we'll call them the Chavos Das. When it's beautiful Haggadah Ma'aseh Nissim. Those are the things that I say over this classical. Every year, and then the children are looking forward to it, and what they want to hear. You know, like I wanted my father to say what he said every year, so what I say every year. It's gewaldic. That's it. It's something that they look forward to every year to hear these stories. That's, I think, it's the best thing to tell. New chidush, new pulpum every year. That's for grown ups. Remember, the Seder is child oriented. Remember that. Don't forget that. You got the Labincha. Seder is child oriented. Yes, sir.
With the, right, everybody's talking about. Doing things different for the children to ask the money.
Right.
But if you're doing the same things every single year, so then when they're not going
to. They're all over the place. They want to hear. It's okay. It works. Yes.
So let's say you have no children that know what's going on at the Seder. I mean, everyone's.
Okay, so we're all children. So we're still children. Since it's Rambam said you have to ask an answer even if there's no children around. Based on the Gemara. It's called the Socratic method. Shah. But that questions and answers is always very good. Okay? Always we can ask questions. Are there more, do you have any more questions? Or am I free to discuss my topics?
What's the definition of malacha?
Sometimes means you shouldn't go to work. Doesn't mean lamentas malachas.
So
shaving the post must say you should try to do before chatzos. Chatzchil. Yeah?
Does a bris on Erev Pesach count for Tanis Bechoros?
Count?
I mean, can.
Count?
Not counting.
That's what really counts. In other words, we have a Siyum Masechta. This is my 40th Pesach as a Rav in the Shul. It's hard to believe. 40th Pesach. I've been privileged on three occasions not to have to make a Sudas Mitzvah for Siyum. I had a bris. The first was my own son. My son Avram was born and his birthday was yesterday, Zion Nisan. And two others over the years. I just met someone. I had a baby boy yesterday. I said, "Come make this bris in my shul. Come to my shul, make a seat. I'll take care of you no matter." No, he has to do it somewhere in the five towns, and he has a cousin who also had a baby boy yesterday.
I also wanted it, also that's why I asked.
And then you want that bris, and then making the bris together. Azab al tashris. Unbelievable. There are two shuls. There's a shul, and they're making the shul. There's another shul across the street, I said, let make one bris across the street. They can save that rabbi from making a scene. That rabbi makes a scene every month anyway. That rabbi doesn't even. People like me, I don't make scene all the time. There's one of Beth Abraham.
Beth Abraham in Brooklyn. My friend had a baby.
What's his name?
Lessons Radziner.
Zeta?
Radziner.
Radziner. Tell him, Mr. Radziner, I'm offering to make the bris by me if he wants. No problem. If I can't. When my Avram had the bris, he was born the bris Erev Pesach, was a brisker guy in our yeshiva. You know his brisker tip. He would fast every Erev Pesach. He never trusts the rabbi. See, I don't blame him a little bit. I understand why. I know when I make this room in the wee hours of the morning, I understand where he's coming from. He asked Rishus, can he please come to my bris? He said, Bevakasha! So he came to my bris and he ate. A bris is a bris. You can't argue with a bris. You can argue with what the Beis Levi once said. Chassidim, it's actually the Pesach Dekini. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, there is no Shalosh Shudas, because if you hold, you need pass. And you can't have pass on Erev, and you have to have Shalosh Shudas in the afternoon. So there's no pass you can possibly have in the Erev Pesach. You can't have Chometz Chas V'Shalom, so you said the Raisa. You can't have Matzah, that famous dinner Kibbola, and so on. So you're stuck. So you're already the very term. So the Chassidim took this as a license. Every week they yotze with the return. Because the meals go very long by the Rebbe's tish. Then they daven mincha. And the Rebbe says, Torah. So the Rebbe's Torah, they say, works the Shalosh Shudas. So the Pesach Levi, the real misnagged. So that's, excuse me, from Bechila. Even assuming that's true. It's not true, because the Quran is only on our face. But Lidvarecha, that the Shtikl Torah is good for Shalosh Shudas. What will happen if I slug up the Rebbe's Torah? Stop slug on the Shalosh Shudas. A piece of chalak, a filter fish, you can't shlug it up. So this fellow held, the rabbis see him, you can shlug up. But the bris, you can't shlug up. So therefore he came to my bris many years ago. So his fakad is much better than a siyum.
Might be at the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha.
I'm sorry?
Might be at the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha.
You'll be there?
No, he might be there. Shabbos HaGadol.
Who's going to be there?
Same guest.
No, we'll find out. Yeah. I think you should say it. You should say Chalamayim. The Rav held that although it says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara you're not supposed to shame Chalamayim. Let's take Sukkos. There is no sphere. Sukkos. But that is because a person would then in those days trim his beard or take a haircut once a month, whatever it was, and he freshly konis the regel kishahu menuvu. Who has time Erev Pesach? No one has time. Chalamayim, there's plenty of time. So he's going to be walking the unkempt. Chalamayim, go to the barbershop. They made a gzera. So Moshe says, and the Rav says, that's true by a haircut today. When it comes to shave, those who shave every single day. What do you mean? They're not going to shave because they're shaving every single day. Replenish your level. The gzera does not apply. That's what they say. Rav Moshe printed it, Mika Radin. And I was told in Rav Moshe's name that Badafli, you should shave, not just you may shave. You should shave. That's not what it says in the Tshuva exactly. Tshuva, your emotion or emotion style is always a very big honor. That's what I think, but you know, that's what I think, but I don't agree, so I don't want to even. But I was told that emotion said you can better the shave. So when this goes back to, I think, my first year in the Tshuva, second year, said I heard from emotion it's better to shave. They came after this crazy reform rabbi coming into town. What's crazy? I thought I know another story about that. Crazy rabbi. So I said, go ask Ramosha. So Ramosha spent Pesach in Muncie by his daughter's house. Someone asked Ramosha, yeah. If you really hold that I'm right, you should talk to Shudshe. If you're not sure I'm right, then not. Reminds me of another story. My first or second year is a modern school called SAR in Riverdale. They asked me to come and give a shiur before Pesach. Could be my first year even. I got a very serious question from it for about a bus. Never done to my shul. Rabbi! With a major problem. I said, what's your problem? All the years we bought, came with the name, I think it was called Brillo or SOS, soap pads with the OU. This year there's no OU. What should we do? So I answered him, my apocryphal answer. It's okay, soap pads don't need that. Shearim, I came to say shear, you're not letting me say shear. I came to say shear with this saver that I spent some time on. Maybe tomorrow I'll get to it. The Oleo the Trufa, all about the, I showed you a little bit last week, about medicines and soaps and then all those kind of things. He comes to Eretz Yisrael, is makel, comes to soap, you don't need it, no problem. The guy who thought I was a reform rabbi, he went to snitch on me to my balabatim. You hired a rabbi, you don't need it, I can have soap pads without supervision on Passover holiday. I think you should fire him. He's a reform rabbi. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So it really happened. So I haven't changed my mind. I think I can still use the same soap pads. I think I can still shave. For those who hold Rav Moshe's right 100%, those are not sure. So they're machmer. It's a different story. That overcomes fear as well. Yeah.
What does Rav say about shaving?
First, what do I think? You see, I don't shave. I have a beard. It's not no geya. Not no geya. In many communities, we'll say in some, we'll call yeshiva chassidic, everyone has a beard. But in yeshivish communities where the singles have no beards, and even some of the marrieds, most of them don't shave on Chol HaMoed. So if you're living in a yeshivish community and everyone's not shaving, you shave, it looks a little bit funny. So if you have to, if you need it for work, you need it for work. But if it works, it's better not to shave if that's the meaning in that particular part of town. What was the question, sir?
What about their
Sphere in general. So again, the meaning of sphere is not to lose your panos. If the person has to go to work and he has to appear clean shaven, he's certainly permitted to shave in sphere if you ask me, because it's a minik. It's not an anikah right in. My Rebbe had a whole chesidic Torah. My Rebbe said that the minik of not shaving in sphere, or in the 3 weeks for that matter, is a low level of avelus, a yud beis chodesh. It says in the Gemara that person may not shave during Shiva or Shloshim for any relative, and 12 months for a parent, but if his friends say you don't look so good. So my Rebbe assumed at the meeting of Sfira and of 3 weeks is the lowest levels of like Yud Beis Chodesh. Now everyone knows, this has no secret, a person who loses a parent and goes to work, so for 30 days he struggles through with a little beard. After 30 days, he right away shaves. So my Rebbe felt that Mikra Redin, there's nothing wrong with shaving in the 3 weeks in the Sfira, not just because it's only a minig enough to lose your parnos. Even without that, the minig is, it's like Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh, which is a din in the Gemara, we're still mekel because of Yigur Bochaverev. So he had two Yigur Bochaverev. That was his cheshb. So that's why many people, my Rebbe's Talmidim, would shave in Sfira and in 3 weeks even without parnas. Again, if you're in a yeshivish place, they don't have that minig, better follow the minig in the place where you are. That's always preferable if it's not a parnas consideration. Yeah, any final questions? Okay, good. Maybe let's talk and start this tape a little bit. I gave the Makoros, on Simon Kufay, Kovash Kemavushal, the first part of the Makoros, which we did not yet speak about. We have to discuss that hopefully maybe tomorrow or the next day. And then the second part of the Makoros is Sif Beis and Gimel, which is a much needed chazara on the topics of Klisheni, Irui, at the Tato Gova. This will bring back memories when we learned back in Simon Sadi Aleph. But I think we've managed to forget a lot of things we learned then. It'll be a good opportunity to do this. That won't be until after Pesach. Am I correct that it's officially Shir the day after Pesach? I mean, Is Chag this year?
I think it's Travel Day.
No, Wednesday is Travel Day.
Israel Chag
I said.
Oh,
Israel is Shir, correct?
Yeah,
I plan to give Shir. If someone's out of town and can't come, I'm Meichel Belev Shalom. But why should we cancel a Shir? No, I can cancel a Shir. I don't have to. Okay, Rabosai. So I'm going to open up the Sefer of Oleil, the Trufa, a very nice Sefer, written in Eretz Yisrael. It's a recent Sefer. It first came out, I think, in Tov Shin Ayin Beis, I'm not mistaken. We don't have dates on their letters yet. Shvat Tov Shin Ayin Beis. Last Pesach, that's all. That's only the second Pesach of the same as in existence. At least in this Ma'adura. So I wanted to share with you some of his wisdom, and we'll discuss whether we're masking to it, not masking to it, as the case may be. I'm going to give you some summations of some of the things he says in this beautiful Sefer. Okay, I'm going to give you some of the facts. The facts are wasn't important. I'm going to go with sort of in the order of the Sefer, and we'll try to discuss some of it today and some of it tomorrow. So I'm going to give you the page numbers if you want to look it up later on, get it in the library or something, buy it. On page Tes Vov,
He writes as follows. In almost all cases, the actual Chomer HaRipui is kosher. Because the medicine itself that heals you is almost always kosher. Almost always kosher. Problem is, the other things that are thrown into what we call the medicines. He has over here something which he calls over here Chomer Dilul. What's Chomer Dilul? I'm reading to you from the previous page, Yudalit. What does that mean? To give it volume. To give it volume. What does the word Dilul mean in modern Hebrew? Anybody? No one knows Israelis here? Huh? Look at the dictionary. What is
how do you spell
Dilul? He spells it Dalet Yud Lamed Vav Lamed.
Dilution.
What?
Dilution.
Oh, dilution, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Okay, it means dilution. Okay. Whatever it may be, it's to give it okay. And this is the majority of the pill, is this? Just to make it, you know. What do you give a guy? Assuming that the real dose of Osai is so tiny. You can't give it, you can't dispense that. You can't I can eat it. It's too small. You have to make it big enough that it won't lose it, won't fall out. So yeah, that's what have to, that's where the problems of kashrus begin all year long. And on Pesach. Very often it's made from something called here lactose. Lactose. I have no problem with lactose. It's made. It's cholavakum. We our merchants make it cholavakum, but it could get from gvina sakum. Gvina sakum is different than cholavakum. Gvina sakum is it's not on the syllabus officially, but it's a cheese is more chomer than milk. Our merchants write some milk, seems to be made up based on government supervision, but cheese is probably not. So maybe a potential problem in certain kinds of lactose. Then some pills have gelatin. We already spoke about gelatin. What does the gelatin serve? It serves what he calls over here. What is it? It gives us what he writes over here. What is it for? Watch this. It's a chomer milakade. What's milakade? It holds it together. Right. Oh, it's called a debek. Right. Chomer milakdim. The debek as a chomer shebetablet. You need something to add to hold it together. So gelatin, gentlemen, often may be kosher. There's kosher gelatin. And even if it comes from an animal, we spoke about it at great length. The Chaim Oizer's maker. It comes from bones. He held bones with mutter. Some said bones only with the Rabbanim. It's a question with the Rambam held. Then they're processed in a way which is inedible. So some say it's okay. Some say it's meant to become back again. That's the Chavos Das. We spoke about it in Siman Kuf Gimel a little bit. Fine. So that's a problem. The only thing is, gelatin has no taste. No taste. No taste should be no problem. Batel Barov. Batel Barov. Some want to say the gelatin Dover HaMaimid because it holds it together. I think that's a stretch. Maimid, we had Maimid back in the Siman Pezayin. Take milk and make it into cheese. It's Maimid. Makes a liquid into a solid. That's a mamid. Holds it together? I don't know if that should be considered to be a mamid. It doesn't sound right to me. That's what they call chomer rikuch. That word I know what it means. It softens it. It should be able to get it out of the plant. It shouldn't get stuck on the whatever part of the assembly lines it's being made on. They often use something called magnesium stearate. Whoa.
Eggs?
It depends. Sometimes it's animal, sometimes it's vegetable. Plant. If it's plant, there's no problem.
Is it kosher from non-kosher family only because it's made out of...
Maybe. Animal? Sorry?
So I'm not understanding, why we care if it doesn't give taste? Don't we say we need shishim in every case? Why is there...
Very good question. No, on a simple level, no taste is batel barov. Simple level. No taste is batel barov. Mikra did. And remember we spoke about kvela? Now there's no shishim, but the kvela there's no taste. It's butter.
Yeah, but
doesn't rely upon kvela, but that's good. The kids and nimrits, there's room to be megal on this basis. Room to be megal. Now, then, This magnesium stearate is sometimes from animals, sometimes from vegetable. Okay. Then the starch. A starch is not about the b'shishin, and obviously wheat starch could really be chametz. Corn starch, mela, kidney, I don't think I'm so excited. We said before we don't have quinoa, but that's it's a food. It's only in the medicine. We can be making. Then there's what they call the chomet tzipui. What's tzipui? Coating. Make it look nice, smooth, shiny. It's called shellac. What's it called? Shellac. Shin lamed aleph kuf. Shellac. It comes from shrotzim, he says. Boo. Ooh. Shrotzim. He says, you can't take the b'shishim over here because it's all by itself on the outside. Worst thing, of course, is the taste. When they have chewable medicines, that could be a real chashash chametz. As the case may be.
Really?
Yeah.
The outside coating of pills is normally it's made of a wax which actually comes from the leaves of the plant.
It's better. Okay. I'm not saying. Great. So we get the new facts. Right. These facts. Maybe they're Israeli facts. American facts. Are different. Good. I'm happy to hear that. Now, capsules. The capsules are made from gelatin. So, there are two kinds of capsules. I'm a gentleman, Baruch Hashem, I don't take any medicine. Halavai, we should never take any medicine. The best medicine is no medicine. Which Baruch gives you good health. You should never take any medicines. And vitamins are basically a bluff. I'm just telling you up front, my doctor said, only one that's not a bluff is vitamin D, which is not a vitamin. It's a hormone. Vitamin D, because we don't sit in the sun. So you should check out when you have to go to a doctor. If you should check your vitamin D levels. Doing my own balabantash refuahs over here. So I'm supposed to take a vitamin D pill once a month, which I try to remember. That's it. That's all the medicine I'm on. Just because I'm not in the sun. I'm busy in other places. Okay. So there are two kinds of capsules. There's one-piece capsules and the two-piece capsules. Have you noticed that? Yes. He's like this. One piece capsule, because it's usually something liquid inside. They're usually soft. How do they soften them? Glycerin. Or chametz, which is sweet. And some actually use certain flavors. And it discusses the question of whether there's a heter of shaloka derech achilosa. A capsule is shaloka derech achilosa. He wants to suggest over here, I'm reading it straight from the Sefer, page Yudches, that the pleasant tasting coating on the outside of the capsule, maybe would not have the heter of shaloka derech achilosa, because the poskim say shaloka derech achilosa is mutter for a cholim. So the way out of this problem, he says, is to rinse off the capsule. Oh, by the way, I have Mar Makomis. Does anyone not get today's Mar Makomis? Here it is. Those who didn't get. Okay, I think it's post dated. So it's a tomorrow's year, really. Okay, it's. Says Ches, it's written down. Tess, it's a tomorrow's year. So please, whoever doesn't have one, either now or later, take a copy of the Mar Makomis. Again, so he's suggesting rinse off the capsule in order to cleanse the it's potentially a halakhically offensive material. That's what he suggests. Okay, those who want to do it, the Makasha, I'm not opposed to doing it. But to me, it sounds like it's a bit of a chumrah. But those who want to keep that chumrah have a right to do so. Okay, so these are some of the introductory comments that he has over here in this sefer called Olei Ol HaTrufa. Then he goes on and discusses some important halachas, which actually come directly in Hilchos Pesach. That's what I want to open up the Shulchan Hilchos Pesach. As I told you before, today we'll be doing Hilchos Pesach, not only the questions that I'd like to try to answer, which is most of the shiur today, but even the shiur itself has the Hilchos Pesach in it. Tof Mem Beis Siv Dalet. This is very important. This is a problem. Watch this. Dover shenis arev bo chometz ve'eno maichal odom klal o she'eno maichal kol odom kagon hatiraka v'chayotzebo. He says, af al pi shemut ol kaimo osol ochlo barach ha-pesach af pi she'ein bo min ha-chometz el ha-kolshu ve'ze osol li ochlo. Psh! Where does this come from? Who made this din up? Such a chumrah. quotes this from the Torah and the Rambam. What's behind this? Why should it be so? Why? So he writes as follows in the Mishnah Berurah. Af al pi shein ro lachila mikom makom kevin du acholo achshevei. Wait a second. The Mechaber said, Eino machal kol adam. Mr. Brewer writes, Rak lecholim. So the question when he's achshevei is referring to a case where he's eating it b'toras refuah, which is like the Shagas Ari against we spoke about the most post from last week, or he ate it stam. Or he ate it stam. Okay? Linyan refuah, look at some tov samach vav sham. Let's take a look quickly if you can. Tov samach vav. Who bo'achronim? Second. Well, I'm not finding it right now. B'kitz and Imritz, this is a significant halachic statement over here in Tuf Mem Beis Sivdal, which seems to indicate, at least initially, that there are problems with medicines that we should be very much aware of that perhaps we haven't discussed sufficiently until now. Maybe it's a problem, even though it's medicinal. Maybe. I think it's going to be made. The biggest chumra is what he calls here, I'll page your test. Samach Yud Resh Vav Pei. What's that?
Syrup.
Syrup. There's glycerin in it. And glycerin is sweet. Some is true synthetic and some is from plants. But some is from animals and it's not bottled b'shishim. Especially in vitamins, liquid vitamins. They have what he calls the emulsifiers. Now, these emulsifiers are, some say it's considered to be a maimed. Can you translate the word emulsify? What does emulsify mean? What does it mean? It puts things together. They shouldn't fall apart, right?
Binder,
right? Some say it's a maimed. I don't think it's really true. On the other hand, it's considered to be no stand of gam, which is a tzad lahokil. Okay, let me now skip to some of the actual halachas. This is all just facts we presented. Page Chav Zayin. I'm only giving the page to those who want to later on look it up themselves. He says he considers swallowing a pill shelo kiderech achiloso mutl b'mokam choli when there's no alternative. This is quoted l'halach. Okay, that's what it says. There's no alternative. Where does all this come from? It comes in the Shulchan Aruch and Yoredei, actually. That's where it's found later on in Yoredei. Perhaps we'll get to some sources as we go. That's very important to understand. And therefore, vitamins, he says, is that they were kosher ones. And I'm really so sick anyway. So the Hetna Shlok, the Achila would not apply to vitamins. That's what he says. If it's bitter, it's a different cooler. It's Poka Shem Machal Imen. Except, there are some who want to be the following Chumra. Achshevei. What? We don't pass Achshevei by medicines. Vitamins are different. Vitamins are considered to be a food substitute. In my opinion, vitamins are bluff. You should stop. Don't take them. So I think you should be no shaylos. But I don't accept this chumra of food substitute. I don't think it's a food substitute. But some are machmer that way. Then even he, coming in Eretz Yisrael, all the chumras in Eretz Yisrael, he writes on page Lama Zion, all these creams. It's not edible. It's not edible. Mutter, soaps, and Nifsal Achilas Kelev, he says. Kelev. Oh. So we spoke before about glycerin. So he writes over here, I'm just giving you the page Mem Zayin. Since we said before there's some glycerin which is either vegetable or synthetic, try to clarify the facts from the company, or looking on the side, whether it's animal or not. Since animals are miyuta matsui. If you can't be mevar, you rely upon the majorities. We spoke about in our bugs discussion. Oh. And then, What happens, page nun tes, with a bitter pill, to use the expression we have in America, but you made it sweet, you threw on sugar. That's what they do today in the factories. They make it sweet. What's the din? He says it's the Chavos Das, right? It's not considered Shloka Kakalasa, it's a Sifkot Nalef. What'll happen if the... You didn't sweeten the pill. You covered it with something sweet. Isn't that it says in Beferish and Posuk? A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down? That's not Posuk somewhere. Yeah. So in Mela, it's not that it makes the medicine sweet. It's just you cover it with sweet. Shlomo Zalman says he thinks that may be considered Shaloka Derech Achilos. Because the medicine itself is, the treva issue is bitter. You're just throwing on stuff to make it sweet, perhaps. If it's really bitter, Paka is shameless completely. If you sweeten it, it's still going to be mut. And as again we said before, if you're swallowing a pill, it's Shaloka Derech Achilos of Bichlal. It's not meant to be chewed. Not meant to be chewed at all. He wants to know what will happen if you make something sweet on the outside and you swallow it quickly. You don't even feel the sweetness. Maybe that's also considered Shloka Derech Achilos, as Shlomo Zalman suggests. Oh. Again, the source that we said before in Hilchos Pesach is in Mishnah Brura, Simen Tov Samach Vav, Sifkot and Beis. I want to read it to you. Tov Samach Vav. Sivkot and Beis. Listen. Yeah. He said like this. In Rak Efesh Rafua Zu Tol Lo V'ein B'kal Las V'derech Heter, then it's permissible. Again, in Cholosh Eimah Sakon, if it's then everything goes. So you get an impression here in Hilchos Pesach and also in Yoredeya. Those want to look up in Yoredeya, you'll find it in Yoredeya Simon Kuf Nun Hei Siv Gimel. It's only mutter if there's no alternative. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted as saying, even if the kosher alternative is more expensive, it's still called an alternative. Oy. That's a problem. Because they jack off the prices. That's a problem. Rabbi, that's a problem. But that's what Rabbi Yashiv says. Oh. Then Rabosai is a famous Gemara Psach. Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Karcha Besiv. You take the matzamor and wrap it up in a leaf, you're not Yotze. Why? So Machlokas Rashi in the Ram. What's a Shaloka Derech Achilasa? And it's mutter only if there's no alternative. And one says, it's not called a Mais Achil at all. Rashi is a Chatzitza. The Rashash says it's a Machlokas. And therefore, if you ask me, the best heter of all is a capsule. Because a capsule itself, in my opinion, is not a food, it's just a hard plastic. It's a plastic. And whatever's inside, let the capsule itself be the karcha besiv. Well, Shlomo Zalman thinks, maybe not, since it's needed for the way that the capsule is normally used, maybe it wouldn't have that heter. And that to me is a shver svar. I have much more to say, but is that clock right? My clock's still Israeli. Yeah, that's right. We better stop here. And then tomorrow we'll start with the question of Achshavei by Refua. We'll talk about vitamins and medicines for Pesach. And if you have other questions tomorrow, the beginning of the year, we'll answer them as well. And tomorrow, tomorrow's 12 o'clock is lunch.